Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the hearts of men, what things God has prepared for them that love him. These words are taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there was once a rich count named Otho, who had a little daughter whom he loved very much. Because he was a good and pious Catholic, he taught his daughter to love God above all things, and to desire heaven more than anything in this world. Now one day Count Otho found his little girl playing by the hearth, where a fire had been kindled. She had a small collection of glass beads with which she was playing, and arranging in different patterns on the flagstones of the fireplace. The count watched her for a little while, and then he said to her, "My child, these are such very pretty beads." "Yes, father," the little one answered, "they are beautiful." "And tell me," went on the count, "are you happy when you are playing with them?" "Yes, father, I am." "Well then," said Count Otho to his daughter, "take them up and throw them into the fire." Surprised, the little girl looked up into the face of her father to see if he was serious, and one look told her that he was. Tears came at once into the eyes of the child, and for a moment she hesitated to obey. "My child," said the count, "you may do as you choose, but you know that when I ask you to do something, it's because I see it will be best for you." At these words, the girl quickly gathered up all the beads and threw them into the fire, where in a few moments they were destroyed by the flames. Her father said nothing till she had done as he asked, but when the beads began to burst and crackle in the flames, he took the child into his arms and wiped away the tears that were on her cheeks. "Now, my child," he said, reaching into his pocket and smiling, "you shall see how your father can reward you for that big sacrifice you made to please him." He drew forth a little case, and when he opened it, the child saw a beautiful necklace made of glittering diamonds and rare stones set in gold. "This is for you," said the count, as he fastened the necklace about her neck. Then he said, "I wanted to see if you loved me more than yourself. Take this, and when you wear it," he added, "it will remind you that your Father in heaven will give you a reward surpassing all understanding in the world to come, if you obey him and sacrifice everything rather than displease him by breaking his commandments." You know, my dear faithful, the doctrine of heaven is really a very consoling one. Just as a healthy fear of hell can be a great help in avoiding sin and fighting against temptation, so too can the thought of heaven help us to practice virtue. And furthermore, the thought of heaven can help us carry our crosses in times of difficulty. It's good to remember that no matter what we may have to suffer, there will be a reward for our faithful and generous service. And this is what St. Paul means when he says in his epistle to the Romans, "The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to come." In other words, there is no comparison with the little trials and inconveniences of this life, with the joy and happiness that God has prepared for those who love him. Whether it be illness or financial difficulties, fear and uncertainty about the future, whatever the cause of your troubles might be, these are the crosses that God wants us to bear for love of him. When we carry these crosses willingly and generously, we show that we love God's will, and we bring Him great joy. On the other hand, when we refuse to carry our crosses well, it's a sign that we love ourselves more than we love His will. My dear faithful, Count Otho's little girl loved her father more than she loved herself. She made the sacrifice of what brought her joy in order to please him. And in return, he gave her a gift that far surpassed the glass beads she had thrown into the fire. Always bear in mind the lesson he wanted to teach her. As he himself put it, "Your Father in heaven will give you a reward surpassing all understanding in the world to come, if you obey him in this life and sacrifice everything rather than displease him." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.